This is 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Sarah D'Elia. This week, when Jefferson County officials pitch $1.7 billion in new sewer debt to potential investors, they will do so with a preliminary offering statement. In that document, the county has to be upfront with risk and pitfalls investors might come up against if they buy the county's warrants. Here now to discuss worst-case scenarios of Jeffco's bankruptcy exit plan is Kyle Whitmire with AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kyle, to start off, the effort to sell Jeffco's sewer warrants began this week with presentations by local officials in Birmingham and New York. Who's attending these meetings and what does the county hope to get out of them?
Who's attending them are, and their potential buyers is who they are. And that's what the county needs right now more than anything else to keep, you know, the interest rates low. They need some people to be interested in this. They got some help today, when Standard & Poor's gave the county a triple B rating and a triple B minus rating on some tranches of this debt. That's the lowest investment grade, but it is investment grade, and it means that they should be able to get a better interest rate. That should save the county some money, make this more marketable for them, and make the insurance on these bonds work.
In an article you wrote for AL.com this week, you broke down the different worst-case scenarios that may come up as the county tries to exit bankruptcy. Which ones do you think are most likely?
Well, they have everything in there but the zombie apocalypse. But what really is concerning is what happens in the year 2023. This purports to be a 40-year plan, but when you read this document, it looks like a 10-year plan. And when they get to the year 2023, suddenly the debt service that the county has to pay goes from about $80 million a year to $140 million a year. They say that they're quite upfront about it in the document. They don't know how they're going to pay for upkeep of the Jefferson County sewer system after 2023. There are options. They can raise rates. They can borrow more money. But they say those might not be options because, you know, they are raising rates to make this plan work, and it might be up to sort of the threshold right now of reasonableness. The law requires them to have reasonable sewer rates. If they become unreasonably high, the state law won't allow them to raise rates. Because they have this sort of weird, this kooky debt structure that keeps growing every year, they might not have the borrowing capacity to borrow more money. So, you know, the scenarios there are raise rates, borrow more money, or the worst case scenario for them is they can't do either, in which case they're pretty much back into Chapter 9 bankruptcy.
How do you think county officials can pitch becoming an investor as something that's worthwhile with all the things that could go wrong?
Good interest rates and, you know, make it worth their while. If you know the there's a lot of risk there, but if the payoff on the back end is lucrative, then people will buy these warrants.
And finally, Kyle, what are some of the risks with the bankruptcy exit plan that Jeffco residents still may not be aware of?
Well, the commission has maintained that the rate increases that they've adopted are going to be the rate increases for the next 40 years. If you read into this document that was released this week, you can see that that's not quite true. I mean, there are triggers in there that if the county doesn't maintain a certain ratio of revenue to debt service, they will have to raise rates. And it's, you know, the document makes it quite clear also that the likelihood of that happening is, you know, they're going to skirt the treetops before they but they might crash.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.